This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There was a fascinating moment at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Normally, it's about gadgets and gizmos, but in the middle of Intel's presentation yesterday, CEO Brian Krzanich turned the discussion to human rights. Intel says it'll make sure that none of the raw materials in its chips comes from parts of the world where the proceeds lead to armed conflict and death, especially when they're mined in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Today, a federal appeals court hears arguments challenging a new rule forcing companies to disclose the use of so-called conflict minerals. Kate Davidson reports.
These minerals,
tin, tantalum, tungsten, and gold,
help you send texts. They make your phone vibrate. They are embedded in the supply chains of thousands of companies. Sasha Lezhnev with the Enough Project says some companies are enthusiastically rooting out conflict minerals.
I just traveled with Intel, with Motorola Solutions, and a couple of other companies to Congo, and we were identifying mines that they can start sourcing from in a clean manner.
But industry groups say compliance is costly and complex. J. Peter Pham is the director of the Atlantic Council's Africa Center. He worries the rule has an unwanted side effect.
Because of the reporting requirements and the burden put on global companies, they've simply chosen not to do business with any companies in the DRC.
He says that's driving many of the region's individual miners out of work. Under the rule, there's no penalty for using conflict minerals. The only damage is to brand reputation. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.